Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here, Friday, December 16th, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening this week in America. Republicans target big tech for, quote, misinformation. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's climate change movie bombs. Nearly half of young adults suffer from a mental disorder. New report ranks the fastest growing cities in America. Also ahead, the message of the day update. Listeners, sound off. But first, House Republicans demanding information and records from big tech companies for allegedly colluding with the Biden campaign during the 2020 election. Representative Jim Jordan, the next chair of the Judiciary Committee, unveiling probes into Google, Apple, Facebook, Microsoft, and Amazon. Data released by Elon Musk shows the companies routinely met with the FBI and Department of Justice to discuss suppressing information that might damage Joe Biden. A climate change documentary from Congresswoman Ocasio-Cortez tanking during its opening weekend. The project called To the End was filmed over the last 4 years, despite debuting on 120 movie screens across the country. The documentary earned less than $10,000. That's almost impossible. That's $80 per theater. By comparison, Al Gore's 2006 global warming documentary made $24 million and won an Academy Award. A survey from Harmony Healthcare finds nearly half of young Americans suffer from a mental disorder. 42% of people under the age of 25 have been clinically diagnosed with depression, insomnia, anorexia, hyperactivity, or attention deficit disorder. A third attend therapy sessions once a month. 1 in 10 members of Gen Z take anti-anxiety medication. CNBC listing the fastest growing cities in the USA. Here they are: Salt Lake City, Denver, Dallas, Charlotte, North Carolina. Number one fastest growing town, Austin, Texas. In 1990, just 200,000 people lived in Austin. Now more than 1 million. The city's losing the most residents, New York and San Francisco. In a moment, update listeners have their say. Right back.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Listeners, sound off. If you would like to participate, we do this each Friday. Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. That's where we live, by the way. It's where the TV shows are. It's where the column, the message of the day, on and on and on, BillO'Reilly.com. And you have to include your name and town if you wish to opine, so I know you're a real person. Let's go to Peter in Wichita, Kansas. Legal question, O'Reilly. Can President Biden's respect marriage law be used to force acceptance of other kinds of non-traditional marriages like polygamy? No. The Respect Marriage Act specifically states it's same-sex marriage or interracial marriage. Okay? So that's what passed Congress. That's what Biden signed into law. And you can't extend from that legally. Eric, Des Moines, Iowa. Is it possible that Putin offered either Paul Whelan or Brittany Griner for the Russian arms merchant to the Biden administration, who decided that by choosing Griner, the president would gain more political advantage with his leftist woke base? Now, I've gone over this, Eric, about 10 times, and I'm going to do it one more time for you because I like you. I have talked to many people in the federal government and the State Department. There was no way Putin was going to give up Paul Whelan, the ex-Marine from Michigan, who was serving a four-year sentence in a Russian prison. He wasn't on the table. It wasn't even considered. So I know people believe what they want to believe. But the truth is, it was Brittany Griner for the Russian arms dealer or nothing. That is the truth. Jack, Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Nice town. It's impossible for conservatives to break through the liberal media stranglehold, plus Hollywood and academia. No use even trying anymore, as such hopes and fantasies are futile. You are correct, Jack, that particularly the entertainment industry and the corrupt corporate news people are never going to give conservative traditional Americans a fair cut. Ever. Not going to happen. Nor will Hollywood, nor will most teachers in American colleges. However, conservatives have talk radio, and that's a big force. They have the Fox News Channel, which has gone more conservative since I left. And they have many, many sites on the internet, so it is not a blackout. Brian, Boston, Massachusetts. I somewhat believe the poll that says most Americans do not want Joe Biden or Donald Trump to run in 24. I voted for Trump twice. I would never vote for him again. That is the prevailing wisdom right now, Brian. Donald Trump has lost some power, but the polls now don't mean a thing. A year from now, they will. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by putting it together. If you'd like more honest news analysis, please go to BillO'Reilly.com, and I hope you consider my new book, Killing the Legends, for a Christmas gift. In a moment, something you might not know.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. Earlier this week, a bipartisan group of lawmakers introduced new legislation to ban one of the most popular iPhone apps in the country. The platform is used by more than 1 billion people worldwide. It is also run by the Chinese Communist Party. Here is the story of TikTok. Launched in September 2016, the network is used to share videos shorter than 15 seconds. It is the most downloaded app for people under the age of 14. The company behind the software is a Beijing startup called ByteDance. According to Chinese law, the business is legally required to provide the Communist Party with personal data from all TikTok users, including Americans. The platform has 80 million subscribers in the USA alone. That means officials in Beijing have access to the personal data of all of those people, including bank accounts, credit cards, web browser histories, personal messages, emails, and phone calls. Several countries, including India and Bangladesh, have already banned TikTok. Texas Governor Abbott has forbidden the app from being installed on the phone lines of state employees. During the 2020 presidential election, the Biden campaign ordered the removal of TikTok from all devices. Florida Senator Marco Rubio, now moving to eliminate the platform entirely in the USA, said the Republican, quote, "The federal government has yet to take a single meaningful action to protect American users from the threat of TikTok. There is no more time to waste on meaningless negotiations with a CCP, that's Beijing Communist Company. It is time to ban Beijing-controlled TikTok for good," unquote, from Rubio. And here's something else you might not know. If banned, TikTok will not be the first app prohibited by the feds. Washington currently operates a blacklist of 500 separate software agencies, including applications with ties to Russia, Syria, Al-Qaeda, neo-Nazis, KKK, and eco-terrorists. Back after this.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.